It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I told him something simple. I said, you know what? You could inflate your tires to the proper levels. And that if everybody in America inflated their tires to the proper level, we would actually probably save more oil than all the oil that we get from John McCain drilling right below his feet there, wherever it is that he was going to drill.
That's keeping it real.
You like that?
I appreciate
that. Going to get him elected.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on BYOB Friday, dwarves and babes.
That's right.
We haven't had any phone calls from dwarves outside of Scott the Dwarf, but he will be here.
That's right. He'll be here. And the
our
babes
favorite
will be here.
Little person. The babes are going to be
yeah,
here also.
Sure.
Joe McLeod with the movie reviews and the star of the Fox reality and Nat Geo TV show, The Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. If you don't know what that show is, you'll find out about it tomorrow.
Just
I promise
so I'm
you
clear, the star of that show is not Joe McLeod.
No, no,
good.
Absolutely not. He's
thank
a nobody
God.
That does our movie reviews.
I love Joe McLeod.
You remember
he's
that
really
TV ad to Mr. Nobody. It's Mr. Nobody.
I like it.
I miss that. A lot of fun tomorrow on the show. Also,
sure.
We are going to be playing for you the 25 worst songs of all time.
Really bad.
As
voted on by
you
on our website. Is there still time to get in there, or are we closed out?
I will take any last-minute alterations.
Sure. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We've got the little segment right next to the photo of the day. Click on that. You'll be able to vote for your worst song of all time. And then Rob's compiling them tonight, and he'll have them for you tomorrow on the show.
Cool.
We'll be doing that. And also a very interesting game centered around the Beijing Olympics tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So no... your athletes.
That's right.
There you go. That's the only hint I'm going to give you.
That's your clue.
All right, so that should be happening tomorrow on the show. It's going to be a good BYOB Friday, and of course, we'll be getting loopy and all the fun that ensues after that. Let's get our final look at the Buzz Burbank news. Here he is, the man, the legend himself, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, thank you, Mike, and yes, it's the 10th annual Guns for Shoes event in Orlando, Florida. Turn in your gun, a spare one will do, and the cops will give you either a free pair of kicks, also known as sneakers, or a gift card.
I want my kicks for my gun.
No questions asked.
Is this Florida?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, Orlando.
That's
and
odd.
Yes, that's unusual.
Sergeant Barbara Jones asks that you unload and lock the weapon before bringing it in.
Me and Barbara. Barbara Jones.
She's hot.
Our friends at the Transportation Security Agency say this business of testing our airport screening system for gaps is a waste of money. Of course, that's partly because Homeland Security, which oversees all this, has done a lousy, if not completely non-existent, job of following up to patch the holes that are found. In many cases, we don't even know how screeners manage to miss the guns and knives and fake bombs that have sneaked through in those tests. Hopefully this will change soon.
Maybe they let them through because they're fake.
I need a new cell phone.
What brings this up?
I'm sorry, Buzz. I just noticed this. This is the worst battery I've ever had on a cell phone in my life.
You got trouble with your battery?
It sucks.
It's sleepy?
It sucks. I'm going to get me one of them new ones.
Well,
you know, the touch ones, you know, where you did not like the iPhone, but the other thing.
The iTouch.
Sell.
The one that's like an
no,
iPhone.
No, it's not an iTouch
no,
either. If I do that, I got to switch a service and all
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah, but now you can keep your number.
Really?
Sure.
All right, I'll think about it. Maybe I'll have a new phone tomorrow. Sorry, Buzz.
That's all right.
I hope so.
This is every other day now. It's gone. I'm totally out of reach. I'm totally incommunicado.
It has a lot to do with the fact that we're in a copper room. Maybe it's trying so hard to get a signal, it's burning out your battery.
Do you think it's sucking the juice out of the battery? Because it's really been since we've moved to this studio.
I would think it could because this room is a bad room for that.
I don't know who to blame for this. Jeff Lockridge. I guess he'll have to do.
TSA says it's
Friar Jeff.
New technologies and practices will save the day. Not that it needs saving. TSA says it disagrees with the government report on its failure to follow up.
And another question. I am sorry. I am distracted. Is it once again 180 degrees in here?
I actually think it's a bit cool in here right now.
You are full of it. I swear to God, it was cold in here, and now someone readjusted it. I guarantee somebody readjusted
Let me see.
It.
Still feels
I
chilly.
Know somebody readjusted the temperature because it was cool. It's chilly.
Katie!
It's not chilly.
Okay.
You should go to the Letterman studio. You think this is chilly?
Well, I know. Well, some days this is very much
I
like
I guarantee
that.
You Katie turned up the temperature.
I doubt
I know
she did.
She did.
No, I don't think she
I
did.
I know she did.
I doubt it.
I turn it down for you. I wear four shirts and a sweater every day.
Calm your ass down. You settle down, Missy Me.
She's still here.
Who?
She's still there.
Oh, the squatter.
At the apartment.
I thought Friday was her last day. I thought
Friday's the day.
But tomorrow's the day, right?
She better be out.
I want an update from you tomorrow on the show because I want to find out if she leaves. All right?
Me too.
Is she supposed to leave in the evening or is she supposed to leave during the middle of the day?
I guess Friday goes till midnight, from what I understand.
Okay, we'll keep posting. Katie's got somebody living in the apartment she lives in that she wants
out. We'll call her a squatter, Pam the Parasite.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Pam. Very good. Katie scares me.
Rightly so.
See how she went off on me there?
She doesn't touch the thermostat, she says.
Well, I swear to God, it feels mungy in here.
Maybe Ryan touched it.
Ryan?
Yeah, he's getting ready to run board tonight for the Jim Rome program. Maybe he's preparing his studio. I'll speak to him in the break.
Wish we had a controller in here. I'm sorry.
Here's a good question for Rob and other youngish parents.
All right.
At what age is it okay to begin to leave your child at home alone?
Two.
Two? Fair enough. Two.
My parents only left me at home on a regular basis after my 30th birthday.
Fair enough.
No,
they knew what they were doing.
My honest answer would probably be 10 or 11.
10 or 11? I'm with you 100%. Exact same thing.
New York Times survey finds that 3 million American kids under the age of 13 are accustomed to spending at least a couple of hours a week around the house unsupervised.
I certainly say that, Rob, but I don't do it, actually. I don't practice what I preach. What I will tell you is, only this year have I done it, and it's because Catherine is 13 and Elizabeth is 11, and I do it for very brief periods of time.
I was a latchkey kid at age 9, so I would come home after school and be alone till like 5:30.
The thing is, I leave them alone, but only after extensive firearm training.
Excellent. I can't believe you got a 13-year-old
now. It's working. I do. Catherine is 13.
That is amazing.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Wild.
Well, some of these children left home alone for at least a couple hours a week unsupervised are as young as 5. That's young enough to leave a parent facing child endangerment charges if anything bad happens.
Let me tell you what I think about this, and this is why this is such a crime, because you are dealing with a situation that is a catch-22 for so many people.
Oh,
I'm sure plenty of people in this listening audience that really are having difficulty making that choice. And the choice is this. Mm-hmm. They can't afford daycare. They're barely able to afford the homes they're living in.
Right.
And they have to do this. And I know it's child abuse, but until we come up with programs where you can give people really affordable daycare, you're going to have these situations, and it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't like the idea of a five-year-old kid being left alone. I mean, anything could happen.
No,
but
it's horrible.
But it's all the time. It's not necessarily just the parents' fault. That's the only point I
wanted to
make. I
think government should get involved. Is somewhere to bring the cost of daycare down. When Carrie and I first had Julia, and we started shopping daycare, and Carrie had a good paying job, full-time job, a career job.
And you were making, at that time, $1.25 an hour.
I was making just slightly more than her.
Right, but you got all the food you needed.
Exactly, but here's the deal. She took off 2 or 3 months, when Julia was born.
Right.
If she were to go back to work and we were to put one kid in daycare, it was roughly, at the end of a month, a wash. It was almost
That's typical.
Full-time salary. And this is not some fancy daycare. This is the deal daycare that we thought we might be able to swing.
That was the outdoor daycare, right, where rain or shine, the kids spent all their time outside.
It was called Mama's Leash. And it was
wonderful little place, wasn't it?
No, I mean, actually what we did is we just tightened our belt and, we kept her at home.
Yeah.
And with that, we're very glad we did because it's awesome to have a parent.
Well,
at home.
My point is that, as Rob demonstrates,
but it's
too
expensive.
It's ridiculously expensive.
It is. Maryland is one of the few states to legislate on this subject. Maryland has banned parents from leaving a kid under the age of 8 without a babysitter who's at least 13. Most states, however, have no laws whatsoever.
Now, make daycare more affordable. That's the bottom line.
I think that's where you fix it.
We're unanimous on that. A Dallas man has been arrested for allegedly making hundreds of false emergency calls to 911. Police eventually traced the calls to one Daria DeVaris Griffith.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
That's
it's beautiful.
It's the guy that did it.
That would be just like him, wouldn't it?
Right.
DeVaris Griffith apparently kept calling the cops on his neighbors, who were also his relatives. And police matched DeVaris' voice to the one on the 911 recordings. Griffith is now facing 6 months in jail for being, among other things, a bad liar.
All right, getting the phone number you're calling from?
Hi. I don't have a phone number.
The one you're calling from?
I thought, well, whatever it is,
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
What's the phone number you're calling from? Hello, Linda.
I don't have a phone number.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
We hear a lot about shark attacks this time of year, but the truth is only about 5 people a year die of shark attacks, and that's worldwide.
Sorry, calm down. He's telling the story.
And that's nothing compared to the 24 people killed in champagne cork accidents.
How many?
2 dozen a year worldwide.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Seems high.
of the, or how about the 25 who die in saunas every year?
I can see that.
Or the 31 who die of dog attacks.
Do the people that die in saunas most often die because they pass out and they drown?
Probably, yeah, and usually alcohol's involved.
I was always very aware that I had a hot tub for a short period of time, and they said, if you get liquored up, and this is serious, do not get in your hot tub because it'll soothe you to sleep, and then you'll go under and you'll die.
The dehydration issue, too.
Right.
And it's really bad. If you ever open up a bottle of champagne in a sauna,
oh, yeah.
forget it.
I always aim at my guests.
You might as well drink arsenic.
So the champagne corks?
2 dozen people a year worldwide killed by champagne corks.
That is such a mind blower. Got that much velocity to actually hit somebody in the temple and kill them?
You put your eye out.
Kid.
And again, you know, we're comparing all of this to the 5 people who die a year of shark attacks that we hear so much and get so excited about.
Spielberg never made a movie about champagne corks, though.
Never be a pretty good one, though.
I'd watch it.
Never mind the 53 people who die from bee stings every year. And that pales to the 62 people who are killed by lightning or the 80 done in by tornadoes. Nor can it compare to the 150 people killed each year by falling coconuts.
What? Oh, I swear.
150 people a year.
Do you know what I didn't mention about the walk with beluga today? I don't know what the hell it
coconut?
Was. You can tell me it's indigenous to this area. It's a round. It's not an apple. Mm-hmm. It was a round green. It appeared to be almost a tennis ball shaped. It looked exactly like one of those fluorescent tennis balls that you see.
Like
and it landed right next to me, right out of the tree. I have no idea what kind of fruit it
bumpy?
Was.
Was it bumpy on the surface?
Nope. It was smooth on the surface.
Maybe a crab apple? I don't know.
It was not an apple. Mm. It was, but I don't know what the hell it was, and it tried to kill
did
me.
Did it say Wilson on it?
It did. Wilson!
You ready for this? Viagra overdoses kill 560 men a year worldwide.
See, I'll never touch that crap.
And 200 women.
I'd never.
I'll never touch it.
Never heard that
I will never
before.
Touch the Viagra.
And about 3 million people around the world each year are killed by mosquitoes.
All right.
Finally, it is sunrise and sunset for the piddler on the roof. A security camera has finally.
Gay.
Finally.
That's gay.
That is very gay. And that's going to fit into my poem, which is gay, too. Okay.
What? This show?
Yeah.
A security camera has finally caught the guy who's been urinating from a rooftop in New Zealand.
How you doing?
And once identified,
the
18-year-old sharpshooter turned himself in. The video shows the young man on the roof of a 2-story parking garage relieving himself rather precisely on a parking meter along the curb below.
I hate that one.
Quoting a cop, in the air, a big arc, so it goes into the coin slot and out the hole where people collect their tickets.
Ew!
Officials say the young man is, quote, obviously a male without prostate issues. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good aim, though.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank all our wonderful guests today. All those delightful kids from the accordion competition. It was nice to have them there. You look it up on our website. We'll tell you where they're from. Also, Nikki Biggs with her sex toys. And from Beijing, Lindsay Zarniak. We want to thank her for coming on the show. We hope to have her on more often in the future. Tomorrow, Dwarves and Babes, Joe McLeod, and a guy from a reality show again. The Mike O'Mara Show, whose producer is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Robin, Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you that idiots swimming in sinks of fast food chains, love toys in studio making their goose stains, accordion players fill up, we simply turn on our microphone switch, and then we don't feel so bad.
Gay.
Gay. Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're men.
Gay, gay, gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.